It's time for Dave Ryan's War of the Roses.
I have never in the history of War of the Roses heard somebody try to gather information in the way that Steve did on War of the Roses.
I'm actually impressed a little bit.
And it's hard to believe that it actually worked, but it seemed to have actually worked. But let's, before we get ahead of ourselves, let's talk about what happened on War of the Roses with Steve and his girlfriend, Ellie. Is that like a fiance or long-term or what? Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Ellie.
It's a long-term girlfriend.
Okay.
We've been seeing each other, yeah, just, you know, for a few months now.
Okay. So, and I mean, long-term, not like 10 years, 8 years, something like that, but you are exclusive and you're not seeing anybody else.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. And you were also saying that she's flirty and fun, and that's one of the things you love about her, but it also makes you worry a little bit because we've talked about this before. Some guys think that, well, you're flirty and fun, mm-hmm. you're coming on to them.
Yep, and that's not always the case at all.
So what happened that everything kind of came to a head when she went out of town? What happened?
Yeah, she went out of town for like a girls' weekend, and this was, I don't know, maybe like a month or so ago. And, you know, I was completely fine with her doing that, but she and the girls went to Duluth. Mm-hmm. And since then, like we'd be hanging out watching a movie, say, and her phone rings, but she just quickly ignores it. Like, she just glances at it, makes it go away, which is kind of unlike her. And then, I don't know, she started getting texts also from, like, a couple of different guys. And, like, she hasn't saved them in her phone. Like it doesn't have a name or anything attached. There's just his number. And it just felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it all started like after this Duluth trip. And so last weekend, I went ahead and I opened up her phone, like she was in the shower kind of thing. And so I called one of the numbers, that had been texting her, and it just rang and rang. But the second number that I called, like this dude answers. And so like I pretend like I was Ellie.
What? Like, how would you pretend you're her?
Well, I kind of whispered, like I just talked really soft and quiet on the phone, and I don't know, the idiot bought it.
So, if you can, I don't want to put you on the spot, Steve, but give me the voice that you gave to this guy, and we'll see whether it's passable as a woman's voice.
Well, all right, so...
Still sound like a dude to me. Seriously, maybe I'm just really good at it.
I mean, good for him. He probably like was like pressing his like hello.
Well, let me try this, Fallon.
Okay, eyes closed.
So, I just had a couple of questions for you.
Tina, is that you?
So, could that be a girl? See, I think
if
you
have like
know.
Kind of a more of a manly voice like Tina, then yes.
You're saying Tina has a manly voice?
What? You said that.
I did not say that. All right. So anyway, so the idiot bought it, and then you started grilling him. What did you ask him?
Yeah, Well, basically, I kind of played dumb and suggested that, hey, I was a bit buzzed the last time we were together. Do you remember what happened? And he flat out told me, like, yeah, well, we hooked up. He didn't say that sex had happened, but he said that the two of them had hooked up. And I mean, I was getting so pissed then that I had to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've never heard anybody set a trap like that before.
No.
But that seems like if you're talking to the guy and he thinks it's her and he says we hooked up.
I would think that means sex, but also, you're right, that doesn't 100% mean that, but that means they did something.
Yeah. So, I mean, she shouldn't be doing it. She's got a boyfriend, you know, like, I don't know. I something's not right.
Well, here's what we can do. Mm-hmm. We can call your girlfriend, Ellie, and we can pretend that we're from the cable company or whatever and offer a free dinner out,
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, who would you like to have dinner with? And we'll put a little, you know, name card there at the table, and hopefully she'll say you. Do you know the name of the guy that was from Duluth? I mean, there were at least two of them. Do you know any names?
Jonathan is the name I got.
Okay.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, but we're going to, before we call, you call us and tell us, do you think that Ellie's going to choose to have dinner with Steve or with somebody else? And do you think that was a genius idea to call or a little bit psycho? Because I'm going to guess there are probably some people who thought you were a little bit psycho to call a guy pretending that you're your own girlfriend.
I thought it was genius, personally.
All right. Call me now and let me know what you think. 651-989-KDWB and predict whether or not she's going to have dinner with Steve. somebody else. And we'll come back with part two on KDWB. It's 101.3 KDWB. Are you ready to have some discussions regarding More of the Roses?
I am. I mean, I have my early predictions.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say all signs point to cheating. I mean, it feels like the guy kind of confirmed that.
Like, what else do you need to know?
Yeah. Really no way around that. Let me just try something. I'm going to close your eyes. Picture that I'm a woman.
Nope. See, it doesn't work.
Not at all.
Hey, it's me.
No, I hate it.
Hey, it's Priscilla.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to call and say that I had a great time. No, it's not. You're not buying it at all.
No.
You sound like a dude.
I think it's unavoidable.
But he's not on the phone, though. That's the difference.
Yeah. Hey, Deanna over in St. Michael. What do you think, Deanna? What's going on here?
I think personally that the guy probably heard that it was a dude. I don't know if he'd be that stupid. He's probably, knowing that it's a dude, and probably just told him something just to get her eyes out of him.
So do you think that she cheated? I mean, here's a dude's phone number in her phone. What do you think?
Well, you know, there was no number, so it doesn't seem like she really was doing anything, you know, didn't save the specific number. I mean, maybe she cheated. I don't know, but
find out.
Why was she so stupid? Why did she put the number in as something else? Like, Deanna.
I think it was just a number. Wasn't it just a number? I think it was just a number.
That's the thing. She didn't have a name assigned to it from what he said.
Hey, Britt's down in New Prague. Hi, Britt.
Hi.
Well, I'm going to be down in New Prague this weekend taking a day-long first aid class for the Boy Scouts all day Saturday and all day Sunday. Can I come by for lunch?
Please do. All right, we would love that.
Text me your address, and I'm going to come by. What do you
Don't
have?
Do it.
Can we get tuna salad sandwiches, patty melt? What do we got for lunch on Saturday?
I can't cook, so maybe like some mac and cheese if you're lucky.
Perfect. Don't go. SpongeBob mac and cheese?
Heck yeah.
Okay, let's do it. What do you think's going on? Is he cheating or just creepy?
Oh my gosh, this dude's so creepy. I'm sorry. No offense. It's too early in the morning to offend people, but like, he is so creepy. And dude, I mean, where are your man parts? If you're going to call a number in your girl's phone, at least be like, hey, my name's Steve. This is my girlfriend's phone. Just kind of curious as to what's going on. I mean, if you're going to go as far as to search through her phone, I mean, man, that age up.
Seriously. I love that you
bring. I mean, and thirdly, why is he wasting your guys' time? Dude told him they hooked up. Regardless of what hooking up might mean to some people, everyone has a different definition.
Yes.
It's
clearly
still cheating.
He did something out of the parameters of their relationship, and that's no good. So, I mean, come on, dude. Stop being like an immature creeper.
I love everything about you. You sound like me when you're going off on something, and the fact that you can't cook, we might be the same
less
person.
Angry, though.
It's just, you know, I have no filter, and my poor husband starves. So
I'm just, you know. No, that's true. SpongeBob mac and cheese.
Hey, Britt, I'll see you on Saturday right around 12:30 or so, okay?
Sounds great. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And finally, Kia over in Minnetonka. So you think the guy is a genius for calling and setting the trap and whispering to this guy pretending he's a woman? Yeah? Hello, Kia.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So you don't think he's creepy for doing it?
I think he's a little bit creepy, but come on, that's pure genius. If you're going to find out some way, that's the way to do it. I'm all right.
And it worked, though, because, I mean, you think about this, Kia. If he called the guy and said, yeah, hi, this is Steve. I'm the boyfriend of the girl that you met and blah, 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 blah. The guy might be like, dude, I didn't touch your girlfriend. We just, like, she got my phone number. That's it.
Yeah.
But he did get the guy to admit that they hooked up. So.
Right. Yeah. Like I said before, it's not ideal. It is really creepy, but he found the information that he needed. But personally, I still think he's going to, the girl's going to send the flowers to her boyfriend because if this guy's all the way from Duluth, that would be a little hard to cover up. I don't know.
And I think that's the thing is because when we do a guy, the woman who's cheating, possibly, we don't do the flowers.
No. Nope.
We do a dinner reservation. And I think the good news is that we found out, I don't know if we got this on the air, but the guy is from here. So the guy was up for like a guy's weekend. Mm-hmm. So the guy is from here or like one of the suburbs. So we're going to make the phone call right now. And thanks, Kia. And we're going to see who she chooses to have dinner with.
Yes. So, Ellie, that is the entire survey. Again, we want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to help us improve our company.
Okay.
As promised, we do have a nice dinner for you and a guest. What I'll do right now is transfer you over to them and they will set up your reservation, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hold, please.
Thank you for calling.
I just got a free dinner off, so I just wanted to set up my reservation.
Sure. Congratulations. What's the name, please?
So my name is Ellie, and it's going to be for Ellie and Jonathan.
Sure. All right. So that's a reservation for two for your cheating girlfriend and total douchebag. I got that right?
I'm sorry. What?
I said cheating girlfriend, Ellie. This is...
What the f***?
What the f***? Yeah, exactly.
Steve, what?
Who's Jonathan? What happened in Duluth?
Steve, what is it? What are you doing? This is so messed up.
What I'm doing is I'm finding out you're cheating on me. You think you can just go to Duluth, start sleeping with different guys, and then just come back and pretend like nothing's happening?
Steve, what are you even talking about? I didn't sleep with multiple guys.
You don't
get to
play.
Okay?
You don't get to play that crazy anymore. No, I've talked to that guy. Now you've gone and made a dinner reservation with this guy.
What are you doing, Ellie? What do you mean you talk? What? What do you mean you talk to somebody? What are you talking about? You delusional? You go to Duluth?
You're the one I called. I called that number in your phone while you were in the shower. I've talked to Jonathan. He told me that you two hooked up.
Oh, my God. Are you, being serious? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Steve,
Ellie, you don't get to play stupid anymore. Ellie, you don't get to play stupid. Just tell me, what the f*** is going on? What are you doing?
Did you actually call him?
That doesn't matter anymore, Ellie. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Okay, calm down. You are literally, losing your mind. You actually took my phone and called somebody. Okay, fine.
That's not the point. What did you do?
I went on a girls' weekend, all right? I had fun with my friends.
And Jonathan is?
A new friend. I don't know. I don't know what he is, but I definitely don't want you talking to him.
Oh, you got it. I've already talked to this guy. This guy told me you hooked up.
Why would he tell you that? Wouldn't you just called and said, "Hi, this is Steve. Do you know Ellie?" What did you even do?
That doesn't matter, Ellie. What are you doing?
It matters.
You've got to be honest with me now. You can't sit here and play stupid. You can't play these games with me anymore. What is going on? You made a dinner reservation with this guy. I've talked to him. He said you hooked up. You're busted, Ellie. What the f*** is going on? Just tell me now.
Oh, my God. I feel like this is crazy. You're actually crazy. You can't just, take my phone and, call people on it and then, come yelling at me.
You know, it doesn't matter. I've done it. Who cares? I've done it. So tell me what the f*** you're doing.
I don't know, Steve. Making a dinner reservation that I will probably enjoy.
I think it's going to work out. I see good down the road for this
future.
Couple. He was fired up.
Well, understandably so.
Understandably, and she was being frustrating, so
I'm
think he was frustrated.
I'm actually more disturbed when people are calm, because I think that's scarier.
It's
when
they're psychopath.
Okay.
Well, usually you hear guys on War of the Roses, and they're the ones who are cheating. They're like, whoa, Becky, calm down.
Chill out.
I wasn't doing anything.
You're being crazy.
Why would you go through my phone?
What
are you doing?
Psycho.
You're the psycho. And to hear her calmly say, what are you talking about? Well, she wasn't so calm at the end,
no.
But... That is War of the Roses on KDWB.